The condo market is hot right now. New numbers show that in April, condo and co-op sales in the district increased more than 11% compared to the year before, and pending home sales went up nearly 20%. Now, if you're trying to get into the condo market but finding it just too hot for you, you might want to consider a co-op. Joining us live in studio to talk more about them is Eldad Moraru of Long & Foster. So first, could you just quickly give us an idea of what a co-op is?
So the difference between condos and co-ops really is a legal difference. And in order to understand the practical differences, you have to understand the legal difference. Legally speaking, when you buy a condo, you're buying a piece of real estate. So everything within those four walls of, let's say, a condo apartment. And then you also own your share of the common elements, the elevator, the rooftop deck, etc., the hallways. In a co-op, you actually own a share of a corporation. So you don't actually own the unit. The unit is equivalent to your percentage ownership in the corporation.
And generally speaking, that would make a co-op less desirable for a lot of people. And do you see that reflected in the price of a co-op compared to the price of a condo?
Yes, I do. So if you take two identical units, square footage-wise, condition, etc., on average, that co-op might be as much as 20% less expensive than that equivalent condo.
That's no small chunk of change.
No, it's not. So for some people, it's very appealing from that perspective.
What do you advise your clients then who are considering something like this? I mean, do you tell them there are a lot of, possible legal difficulties in owning a co-op, especially with the fact that you might not be able to rent it out as part of the rules, something like that?
Well, so we talked about the legal differences. You've got to really understand the practical differences and what fits what you're looking for. So what you have to understand is with a condo, you have a lot more flexibility as what you can do with it, i.e., you're ready to move on to a house. You could go ahead and probably rent that unit. In a co-op, because it's a corporation, they can impose rules that a condo never can. So very common in co-op buildings, they do not allow rentals of the unit. So if you're ready to move out to buy that next place, you probably have to sell, and that limits your ability of what you do with that unit.
And a co-op is something you see a lot in something like New York City, a lot of places with older buildings. And when you're looking in listings around here, it might kind of seem like an oddball property because on the listing, it looks like a condo. Everything seems normal, but then you see, co-op here. Where are you seeing these co-ops pop up?
Well, Foggy Bottom has tons of co-ops. I would say more co-ops than condos. Older buildings throughout the area. There's a whole bunch in Cleveland Park. You have some also near the cathedral. So they are, kind of everywhere, but condos certainly are more prevalent.
Yeah, but a co-op is a workable situation for the right client. It's not something you should just avoid.
No. Some people much prefer co-ops. The argument for the pro co-op people is that because it is usually almost 100% owner-occupied, they claim that the building is much better maintained, loved, and cared for because you have owners, not tenants in the building, and there's some validity to that.
It's a busy spring market. We're always interested to hear what has been hot for you lately since we spoke to you last. So what's been hot?
Well, if you've been outside, everything's hot. It's like 90 degrees.
From the real estate perspective.
Yeah.
I don't know if real estate can get humid and miserable, but what's been red hot?
The condo market has been red hot on the lower end. Anything under 600,000, and I hate to say that's lower end, but 500,000 below has been red hot pretty much everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
No specific areas. I know you were saying Capitol Hill was going crazy for a while.
Capitol Hill is still
strong. All the upscale areas, Bethesda.
Close in Bethesda, Chevy Chase is very hot. H Street Cardo is still hot. Capitol Hill is always. Nothing slowing down over there. And then also Upper Northwest, single family homes, very, very active.
Eldad Moraru of Long & Foster. We have